I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEN. If you're just tuning in alongside Aiden Wilson, my name is Michael Hooker. We have a great show for you guys here tonight. We have a couple of segments here with players, and we have obviously our regular segments with Coach Buck and Coach Rogers. But getting things started, just kind of a recap of last week. There was a lot of athletics going on. You had boys basketball, you had swimming, wrestling, girls basketball. You had all of the good stuff, as we like to say. But starting things off earlier in the week, Tuesday, the boys basketball team traveled to Westfield. They did fall short to Westfield in that game, 64-39. That was a very high scoring game. Evan Mazingo did not take a break. He was the leading scorer with 11 in that game. And really, I got the chance to call that game, and I got the pregame postgame interview with Coach Buck, and he said, really, our biggest thing right now is putting together a whole 32 minutes.
Right.
Because there early on they were hanging with Westfield. Westfield, before that game, had upset the number 2 team in the state in Kokomo.
Yeah.
So they are a very deep team. They're a very good team. So really, Coach Buck was saying, we can hang with them. It's just we didn't put together a whole 32 minutes. So really, the boys basketball team started off their week rough against Westfield, but later in the week against LaPel, both teams going into that game didn't have a win. Pendleton Heights did come away with the win in that one. I cannot remember the score, but I do know that we did. It was a fairly big margin.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter was a very high-scoring quarter for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. But, Aiden, what did you really see last week from the boys team?
For boys basketball, Michael, as you said, against Westfield, they do have Nick Book, which I know he's a great defender, and he's also good low inside. I think Josiah Gustin, he was a matchup on him for most of the game. I think he did play him fairly well. Nick Book, his signature shot is that hook shot over his defender. And I think Josiah, you know, being tall, 6'7", or however tall he is, he definitely did use that as an advantage. His wingspan also stuck up in the air, not allowing Nick Book to get that shot off. I know he did hit a couple, but still. Seth Laravia, that was his old high school. It was cool to see him go up against them. And when Seth was at the free throw line, you know, Westfield said, thank you, Seth, all this stuff. So I know that Seth is appreciated there. And for that game, Seth did play fairly well. He had a couple points. Early on, he did miss his free throws, but I think overall he was solid. His playmaking is definitely there, his defensive side. And Michael, as you were saying, those 32 minutes, I mean, Coach Buck coming into the season, and he hasn't been here in a while. He hasn't been in Pendleton Heights since before I was here, obviously. So, I think that's also a note for the game. But overall, I think that was a good game for Pendleton Heights. And then the last game against LaPel, I think they did play fairly well. They obviously got the win. Seth Laravia in that one, I did believe he had 16 points, so he definitely stepped it up in that one. Overall, I think the boys basketball team, they are a team to look forward to going deeper into the season, but obviously with a new coach stepping in and new players, new assistant coaches, all that, I think it'll take them time to warm up, but I think they can get to that level.
Yeah, and you mentioned there Coach Buck, coming back to high school, him getting the court named after him. That was the big deal in that matchup against LaPel. It was officially named in Joe Buck's honor here at Pendleton Heights High School, the Joe Buck Court now. But now switching things from the boys to the girls' side, the girls only had one game last week coming off of a big Thanksgiving break. That was a great win over what you would say is the school rivals, 44-39 over the Mount Vernon Lady Marauders. That was a very great game. Casey Warfel had 22 points in that game. She was very, very good. Although in the start she did struggle, that's kind of usual for basketball games. Players trying to find their rhythm, find their shot, see what's working, what's not working in that game. And Casey, it just seemed like nothing was falling for her. Then they kind of, Mount Vernon went on a 6-0 run. The Pendleton Heights Arabians, they answered back with a couple threes, tied it up at the end of the first quarter, 6-6. It was a very low-scoring game that first half. I think in halftime it was 19-12.
Yeah.
Very, very, very low-scoring. Me and Dawson were on that game, But then at the end of the game, as I mentioned, 44-39. These teams prior to that game were Pendleton Heights was averaging 55.8 and Mount Vernon was averaging 42.1. So a big point differential there, about a 13.7 point differential in points per game. Pendleton Heights would bump their record up to 8-1, which is first in the conference. 4-1 at home, 4-0 away. Mount Vernon would drop to 3-6, 0-1 in the conference. That was their very first conference matchup. They are 3-2 at home and 0-3 away. But what did you really see from Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians basketball last week, Aiden?
Yeah, in that game against Mount Vernon, Michael, as you were saying, Casey Warfel, her shots weren't hitting. They weren't falling in the first half, but every shooter knows if your shot's not going in, you just have to keep shooting. And Casey Warfel is definitely the type to do that. I don't know exactly how many shots she does attempt per game, but I'm sure it's in the 20 range. Shooters like her, they do have the green light to shoot, though, so obviously, you know, the coach wasn't pulling her away. He was letting her, you know, do her thing because she is the leading scorer on the team. And also, I don't know the exact stats, but I'm sure Ada Hupford did get some rebounds, which helped, you know, gain that lead back. But for the girls' basketball team, I mean, yeah, I've only got to experience play once, but from my experience, yeah, they're definitely solid. I think going deeper into the season, obviously the rotations are pretty much set at this point, but as we go deeper, you know, into the playoffs, I think they could change around a little bit. But, yeah, the Lady Arabians are definitely a team to look out for this year.
Yeah, and on that note, me and Aiden will take a quick break here. But when we returned, Dawson got to sit down with a couple of the boys' varsity basketball players, with Seth LaRabia and Josiah Gustin. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here now by some basketball players, boys basketball players, Josiah Gustin and Seth LaRavia. First off, boys, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
All right, but as we're recording this, it's currently Friday, the day of your lapel game. By the time they'll be hearing this, it's next Monday. So although we won't get, you know, everything exactly correct, currently you guys are standing at 0-3, kind of had a rough start to the season, three straight losses. But, you know, those three teams, very, very tough. Of course, Anderson ranked top 20, Westfield top 10 in the state, and then Wapahani, they're third and two-way. So, you know, it was tough three games, and heading forward, you got a couple of winnable games. So far in this year, what are those three first three games? What do you really looked at, and what do you think you need to improve on heading forward?
Probably getting the ball in the post and then just put more pressure on the ball, getting the ball moving, and just get our offense going. We haven't really been able to get our offense going for the past three games. Well, actually, last game we did, we just didn't execute right.
Yeah, definitely our, like, intensity overall. Offensive intensity, defensive intensity, just playing as hard as we can. We haven't really been doing that to our best abilities. So.
All right, but as I was mentioning, your next game here this evening, by the time the audience is here, and it's already in the books, but it's going to be against LaPel. Now, of course, LaPel last season was your guys' first win. And, you know, after that, you got Mount Vernon focusing on this game. Of course, Mount Vernon, the rivals here at Pendleton Heights. Always a big game. It's here at home Friday night. So really, are you looking forward to are there any other games on the schedule you're looking forward to and you're really circling it on your calendar?
Definitely this LaPel game. I'm already ready for this game. But, and I don't know any other games. I'm just ready for all of them, really.
Yeah, I'm excited for what this year brings.
Yeah, and of course, big headline for this year, Coach Buck coming back. Of course, his last year at Pendleton Heights was all the way back in 2006, and really a legendary coach around here. So being able to play under a great coach like that, of course, only been three games so far, but you worked out with him in the summer quite a bit. So really, what have you got out of Coach Buck, and what do you like about him as your head coach?
I think a lot of people's like IQ has grown a lot, just like of just the game. I think he just teaches a lot, and he just instills confidence in everyone and wants them to take like a good shot, wants everyone to take their shot, and he believes in us, and that's just a huge thing. So
yeah, I think he also makes us play a lot harder. He makes sure we bring intensity in practice and games, just make sure that we play as hard as we can.
And of course, Josiah, you've been starting here in varsity for quite a while. And really, out of all your other years starting in varsity at four, what do you think this season is really different compared to the ones in the past about the team?
Definitely that I'm on the wing. That's a little different, which I like a lot more. A lot of coaches they just put me in the post and expect me to play big. But Coach Buck, he's been putting me on the wing. I get to do one of my favorite shots. I get to shoot the three. I get to dribble a little bit and just go off screens and pull up. And yeah.
But this question more towards Seth, of course, this is your first year as an Arabian, came over from Westfield after a couple of years. So really, more focusing on this Pendleton Heights team rather than Westfield. But what do you think is different compared to your teams in the past over with the Shamrocks?
This is definitely a lot like smaller school feel. Westfield was huge. Pendleton's a little bit smaller, but coaching wise, I feel like it's a little bit more immersive here. Like the coaches want to get to know you better. And I felt that a lot with Buck. As soon as I first met him, I could tell that he was going to be a great coach for our team.
All right, so of course, both you guys being seniors, kind of got that leadership role there. I'm sure Coach Buck and the other coaches expect you to kind of step up. So how do you try to step up, especially some of those younger players, whether that's on or off the court, just whatever you can do to kind of be that leadership mentor type of role?
Probably doing things that Coach Buck asks us to do, like just easy stuff like the way we fold our laundry. And just like, I mean, the sophomore class, they're so talkative and they won't shut up. And we usually have to tell them to be quiet or we all have to pay for it. So we just, yeah.
Yeah, it's really just doing like the simple things. Like you said, folding laundry, picking up after ourselves when we're eating on the bus, making sure there's no trash in the locker room. And then it's like telling them when to talk during practice and when not to. Just making sure they're doing the right things.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, you guys are only three games deep into the season, still plenty of basketball to play. So what are some of your goals, whether that was a goal at the start of the year that still stands or a new goal at this point?
Probably winning season, sectional, and just anything after sectional, which I'm really excited about. I think we'll just keep progressing throughout the season and get even better.
Yeah, just to keep progressing, not worry about going 0-3 for the first three games, just keep going, and then yeah, winning sectionals, have a winning record, bring winning back to Pendleton.
Yeah, and is there any period of pregame traditions before any game that you got to get your mind straight before you get going?
I just listen to music, just try to lock in.
Yeah. We just have a speaker in the locker room and we just listen to music pregame. That's about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty common answer, but you mentioned like, you know, in the locker, you kind of just got it going. And I think that, you know, it can increase team chemistry. So speaking of that team chemistry, you know, obviously a lot of seniors on this team, you guys really all know each other, been playing basketball with each other for quite a bit. So what's different on that aspect compared to maybe some of your teams in your path, both of you?
The chemistry is definitely better. I feel like the first two and a half years, the chemistry was really bad. We were, a lot of times we weren't on the same page. Some people were more selfish than others, and we didn't really get it. But this year is a lot different just because there's a lot more seniors and we play with each other for longer, and a lot of the younger players just look up to us and they just want us to lead, and just they make it a lot easier.
Yeah, I would definitely say we have great chemistry. We have obviously a lot of seniors, and we all know what we can do in the game. So we play to our strengths, and it works for us.
So, of course, being in a Central Indiana team, you play in a lot of fun arenas, big arenas. So, really, when it comes to places to play, what would you say are your top three, maybe just your favorite straight up?
My top three, probably Probably goes Newcastle, Shelbyville, and then there's one more.
Connersville. I love Connersville.
I like their gym a lot. I just don't like the refs. I just didn't like the refs. Connersville was good though. I like the feel of the arena.
My top three would probably be Westfield, just because that's where I came from. I knew that was gonna be a fun environment to play in. I liked Anderson. Their gym wasn't huge, but like that environment is just like, it's so fun to play in. And then, I would definitely say Newcastle. It's not going to be packed like other games, but it's just, it's always fun to play in that big of an arena. And yeah.
All right. Got one last question here. As the audience is hearing this, your next game will be up against Mount Vernon this upcoming Friday. And of course, Mount Vernon, as I mentioned earlier, you guys are rivals. So heading into this game, what is Coach Buck really preaching when it comes to not only, you know, the game itself, but you got to keep your mind straight. You can't get too distracted in the fact that they're the rivals and there's going to be a lot of outside noise.
Probably just stick to our strengths and just keep enforcing our strengths in the game, play good defense, and just try to come out on top probably.
Yeah, just playing your role and playing with a lot of intensity in the game. Make sure we come out on top.
All right, but that's all the time we got. Once again, Josiah, Seth, thanks for joining me. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrup, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 917 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here now by the head coach for the Lady Arabians basketball team, Coach Rogers. But first off, Coach, jumping right in here. Last week, you guys had one game on the schedule. That was last Saturday on the road. Took on Mount Vernon. You got the win there. It was a great game, physical game for all four quarters. Final score 44-39. And there was a lot of talk heading into this game, of course. A big game for you guys both when it comes to the actual record sheets. Of course, they won the Hoosier Heritage last year and the sectional, but also, you know, off the court, it felt pretty good to get them back. So really heading out of this past week, despite there being only one game, how do you think your girls really did both in practice and that Mount Vernon one?
You know, like I said, it was probably one of the best weeks of practice we've had. We didn't come out with the best start to that game Saturday, but once again, you know, we've stated this, you know, pregame last week in the coaches show, like we talked about it. Like I don't care what the Mount Vernon record is. You know, we know that we're going to take their best shot, and we absolutely did on Saturday. They had girls, you know, that had definitely played, you know, above what they've been doing this season, and that's to be expected. You know, it's a big game. It's a rivalry game. And, you know, we even wrote on the board before the game started that, you know, records don't matter in rivalries. And I wrote in all caps, I said, ask Purdue. You know, Purdue playing Northwestern, first game of conference, and, you know, they get knocked off, you know, there at Evanston. So it's just, you know, I think it was good for us. That's a tough environment. There were a lot of things that didn't go our way. So for us to be able to respond and kind of make our way through that, navigate that, and find a way to come out on top, that's definitely growth, and super excited about that for sure.
Yeah, and as we were both mentioning there, it was definitely a close one going down to it, a hard-nosed. And really, in those hard-nosed battles, the winner is usually decided by the one who can outlast and has that endurance to keep it going. And that was really shown in that one. That fourth quarter was where you guys really pulled away, started getting the scoring going. So what fueled your ability to really keep that going and your endurance to charge through in a very physical, tiring game like that one against Mount Vernon last Saturday?
Well, you know, that's one of the big things we talked about was conditioning. We felt like that week of Shelby, that, you know, no matter how messy it was having, you know, girls out, you know, being ill and the holiday and things like that, we just felt like we were not in shape. So that was something that we kind of, you know, planted our flag back in and wanted to make sure that our next outing we were definitely in a better position on the conditioning front. But once again, the way that Mount Vernon plays, it just comes down to we can give them ideas and, you know, areas where they're going to be able to get shots, but it comes down to just people making plays. I know down the stretch there, you know, Casey had quite a few big steals. Skylar Baldwin had quite a few big steals. But, you know, somebody like Emma Roberts, you know, hit a big three there late, which was actually really deep when she shot it there in front of me because it was right in front of the bench. I actually was like, no. And I had to switch my tune when it went in. But, you know, once again, it was just there were a lot of girls that stepped up. Ada Huffer had a big finish there, you know, later in the game. And, you know, I know she was kind of had to work for everything she got, as well as all of our other girls did. So just the defensive effort from everybody and everything like that was truly special. So, you know, great to be able to come away with that. And you know, definitely feel like we made a better showing on the conditioning front for sure.
Yeah, and in the Mount Vernon game, you know, it was a very physical battle, right? And especially there in that first half, some calls weren't really going in your favor, but that's part of the game, and, you know, you got to adjust to that. So how do you really try to adjust to that, or how did you win that Mount Vernon one that doesn't really completely blow up your game plan?
Well, you know, number one is I try not to scream and yell as much as I used to. You know, we know what that got me last year. So, you know, I've told the girls, I said, you know, that shows growth and maturity on my part. And I said, it's not fair, but I said, you know, you guys have to show some growth and maturity too. I said, it's crazy to think that a ref's going to get a call right every single possession. But I said, you know, it when you're in an environment like that, I said, you know, just as much as records don't matter, I said, officials don't necessarily matter as well. Like, you know, they're there to kind of handle the flow of the game, but we can't make an excuse because we're not getting calls. And, you know, we were able to do that. And I was very proud of them because I know that's not easy. Being a player that was hard to officiate, you know, when I played, I know that. So, you know, like I said, we continue to just, you know, we keep telling the girls, tune out the noise, noise of what's going on. You just stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, they really did a good job at that. And that showed growth to us on Saturday for sure.
I'm looking forward here in this next week for you guys. You got two games, the first coming tomorrow at home against Hamilton Southeastern, the second on the 7th against Delta. Focusing first on this Hamilton Southeastern, I know we covered it a bit in that post-game interview, but of course Hamilton Southeastern, very good squad, one of the top-ranked in 4A in the state of Indiana. So heading into this tough, tough game where you really only have a couple days of practice following off that weekend at Mount Vernon, what's really on your checklist heading into this game on your goals?
You know, I think for us, this Southeastern game is going to be tough. You know, Maya Makowski is not only probably one of the best players in the state, but I mean, clearly with her, you know, being committed to IU, she's one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And being a 6'4 guard, you know, that can shoot it from probably the NBA 3-point line, get and pull up at the mid range and finish at the rim. You know, she is going to be a tough assignment. I think for us, you know, the focus has just got to be, we got to compete. You know, just like at Westfield, we had a great game plan. We're going to do our best to try to limit Maya as much as we can. I definitely don't think, that there's going to be any stopping her. Like she's going to find a way to get hers. We just have to do a good job on the rest to make sure that we can try to limit them as much as possible. But I think our big focus is just going to be, you know, competing. We felt like that second half of the Westfield really wasn't the same way we played in the first. And we kind of want to prove that. We want to prove that we can be in environments like that and kind of handle those tough situations. So that'll probably be the biggest one. And just execution. You know, we're going to see man for the first time in a while and give us an opportunity to kind of get back working to our man stuff and putting all of our girls in positions to see if we can finish and what we can truly do as a team. So we're excited. And then, you know, later in the week, you got Delta, which Delta's, you know, got a better record than last year. They got a new coach. They're excited about what's going on up there. So we got to do a good job of being able to switch gears from, you know, Southeastern to Delta so we can make sure that we're staying clean in the Hoosier Heritage Conference and working towards a conference championship.
Yeah, and of course, you look at that Delta game, you just mentioned it, and they are 6-4, as you were also saying, better record than last year, but you know, you just mentioned there with that Purdue Northwestern, records don't really matter when it comes to conference games, right. They're always a bit tougher, so heading into this one, especially on the road, going over to Delta, what's really the game plan for you guys, especially as you were mentioning switching gears off of that tough
Hamilton Southeast? For sure, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of the girls have been wearing our new shirt out there that says Just Us Arabians. Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes with that whole thing of, you know, tuning out the noise. And I think in that Delta game, we have to try to not get caught up in the minutiae of, you know, oh, hey, we're undefeated. Like, we just got to worry about the next one. Don't worry about the ones after that. Don't worry about what's down the road. We got to worry about the task at hand, and that's Delta. They got a lot of talented guards that can get into the lane and kind of create and make shots. We just got to make sure that we're going in, that we're playing hard-nosed, tough defense like we have been, and that we're executing on the offensive end. We've shown that we can turn people over. I think one of those reporters against Mount Vernon said we forced like maybe 30 or 30-plus turnovers in that Mount Vernon game. So to be able to rattle somebody like that, like clearly that's an asset for us. We just got to do it and go in and handle business for sure.
All right, but with that, that's all the questions I got for you. Coach, thanks for joining me.
Always enjoy it. Thanks.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. If you guys are just joining us, alongside Aiden Wilson, I'm Michael Hooker, as we are now sat down here with the head coach of the varsity boys basketball team, Coach Buck. Coach Buck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so getting things started here, just a recap of last week. You guys went 1-1 on the week. You had a very tough opponent in the number 4 ranked team in the state now, Westfield Shamrocks, and then you guys went up against a solid LaPel Bulldogs team. So what did you really see that was good from those two games last week that you hope to carry into this next one?
Well, I thought that at Westfield, I thought that we started the basketball game with the type of intensity that we're looking for. Defensively, we did a nice job. I thought for 2.5, almost 3 quarters, did some things that bothered them defensively. We did a nice job on the boards and blocking off. Then in the fourth quarter, they got away from us, and we had to foul some and put them at the line, and the game got out of hand. But I thought that we played with the intensity, like I said, that we need. And then we talked about carrying that type of intensity over to Friday night against LaPel. And I thought that we came out once again right from the tip, played extremely hard, did an outstanding job defensively, held them to 28 points for the game. We won the board battle and pretty much sustained that type of effort close to 32 minutes. That's what we're after. I thought that we had a little bit of a letdown in the second quarter and didn't play with quite the intensity we did the first. But overall, very happy with how hard we played, both offensively and defensively against LaPel.
Yeah, and to speak a little bit more, focusing in on the Westfield game that was earlier in the week where you guys did fall, I believe, 64-39. And you mentioned there you guys were close with them in the game. At one point it was tied, I believe, at 17 apiece, and then it just started to kind of slip away. What do you think really happened from going from tied to them starting to just get a big run?
Well, like you mentioned, you know, they're ranked fourth in the state, and I think they're one of the best teams in the state. They're so deep. I mean, they bring players off the bench that are probably better perimeter shooters even than the five that they start. They're quick, they're long, they're athletic. They're strong inside with their 6'8 post player. So they're a well-rounded team, and they can just score in so many ways. They can stretch your defense. They shoot extremely well from behind the arc. They can take the ball to the basket and score, and then they shaped up well with their big, and he hurt us inside as well. So those types of things, they just continually pound on you offensively and just keep stretching that lead. We were down 10 at halftime, and, you know, you want to win everywhere you go, naturally, and we prepare to win, but going in against that team down 10 and playing with the type of aggressive play that we had on the defensive end, we felt pretty good at halftime that we had played well against them. We came out in the third quarter and played with that same type of intensity and battled them, and they just wore us down, like I said earlier.
All right, Coach, so with that being said, after four games with this team, you said yourself that Westfield does have a lot of depth and their rotations are pretty nice. So how would you say you were feeling about your rotations? I know there's a lot of solid pieces on the bench. How do you think you can incorporate them into the lineup if you haven't already?
Well, we're still feeling our way in that category, trying to get some rotations, trying to get players familiar with the role that we want them to play on this team. I said earlier that, you know, we were going to try to scheme and play to our strengths and continue to work and try to improve on our areas of weakness. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, right now we're playing Dontrez at the point, and we've moved Cooper Sims into that backup role on the point, trying to get him comfortable. Originally we started him off on the wing in practices. And when we played him on the point, we thought that he's done a nice job, and he does a really good job in practice, and that's why we moved him into that backup role on the point behind Dontrez. We think that if we can get other positions in that way, Isaac Wilson has been able to come in and play on the wing, whether it was a two or the three, and then he's also been able to come into the game and help us at the point position. Yeah. So he can play all three of those positions. So we're trying to feel out what is best for him. Reese Kaplinger has done an outstanding job inside. He's another one that just gives you 110%. I've said that before. Aaron Cookston and Cap, there's not a play or a series in practice that either one of those young men ever take any time off. They just give you maximum effort. So Cap has been able to come in. He gave us some quality minutes at Westfield. He was a little bit more aggressive, more physical to match their strength. And so I thought he had a good game for us off the bench against Westfield. And then against LaPel, you know, Seth LaRavia had such an outstanding game. There just wasn't a lot of minutes available for Cap to come in. But I guarantee you when I put him in, he gave us 100%.
All right, so with this being your first year back at Pendleton, obviously you coached here before. You have a new team. You have a new system. You obviously have the new gym named after yourself. What schemes that, you know, you game planned into the team, which ones are leading to success the most, would you say?
Well, to be honest, it's. I hope that tonight was a big practice for us. I thought that in tonight's practice, our players started to understand what we're talking about of just playing good, solid, basic basketball. And what I mean by that, we've put in different offenses, trying to scheme, as you ask, and as I said, to our strengths. And we've ran several sets. Now we must learn to just read what the defense gives us and take advantage of that. And that's where I'm saying just play good old simple basketball, meaning on paper the X's and O's look great, and you're supposed to cut from spot A to spot B to C to D. But if the defense is taking away any of those and they're leaving the high post open or the short baseline open or the low post open, then those are the areas that you cut into rather than going to spot B like you're supposed to. The defense is not giving B, and you cut into the open area. Tonight in practice, with several of the offenses that we have in place, our players, it was like a light came on. They started to recognize, hey, we're starting to understand. So I was excited. A lot of times your Monday night practices are pretty sluggish. We had a great practice tonight, and I was excited about that. And hopefully that's something that we can build on, that our players are getting more comfortable varying their cuts rather than just running from designated spot to designated spot.
Yeah, now speaking a little bit on this upcoming week, you guys have a couple of tough matchups, one of those being the considered school rival in recent years in Mount Vernon. Then later on in the week, on I believe Saturday, you have Connersville coming off of a big win last week against LaPel. How are you hoping to carry that over into hopefully getting a three-game win streak against Mount Vernon and Connersville?
We attack each week the same way. We want to work hard every day and continue to get better each week. And then you end that week with basketball game coming up this weekend too, as you mentioned. And you take one game at a time and once again try to carry over the things that you were successful with in practice, or things that you gained, good habits that you maybe were able to implement, and carry that over to the game type situation. Mount Vernon is very talented. Mount Vernon is going to be the best team in the conference, or the team that most are picking to win our conference. So we know we'll have our hands full. It's a game that, you know, you have nothing to lose, everything to gain. And look forward to playing in games like that. Like you said, it's a big rival. Our fans look forward to that. And so hopefully our players will be up and ready to take on that challenge. Then you have to bounce back whatever happens on Friday night. It's a new day. We'll come in and we'll walk through what we have in place in the scouting report for Connersville. And you have to bounce back whether you're on a high from a win or on a low from a loss, much like you'll have to do the rest of the season.
All right, well, thank you so much, Coach Buck. That will do it with our segment here with Coach Buck. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, Emily Pulley got to sit down with Benson Davis, a cross-country runner, earlier this week. And we're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. We're all in Towson Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to this segment on the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Emily Pulley here with
Benson Davis. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm a sophomore and I run cross country.
Nice. So how are you doing today, Benson?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good. First of all, you had an amazing season this past fall. How did you feel you did?
Thank you. I felt good. Big improvement from last year, but I'm ready to take it to the next level next season, train more in the off season, and I think state is definitely a possibility next year.
Great. How are you going to continue like pushing yourself into the next season?
So yeah, I think increasing the mileage that I do is going to be something that is necessary. And getting my teammates to push myself and to help push them as well. I think that if we push each other, then we'll all improve together, which is ideal for becoming a better team and a better runner individually.
So what is your biggest accomplishment you achieved this season?
Biggest accomplishment? Probably I was all conference this year, which I was very happy with. And I want to say this is an accomplishment because it was disappointing, but I was one spot off of qualifying for state.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I was that close, you know, it was encouraging because, you know, I still got two more years left, but it was very disappointing to be that close.
Well, you're still a sophomore, so you have two more years to get
yeah,
to this.
That's true.
So what is the biggest challenge you had to overcome this season?
The biggest challenge I had to overcome probably was staying confident in my ability. This summer was tough for me. I kept getting hurt and having to take weeks off. And so going into the season, I felt out of shape and I had to overcome that in my head and be like, I am capable of this. So having to push myself to overcome being, you know, being scared about the future of the season. Am I going to do well? Because that plays a big role when you're at the start line,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking about, am I in good enough shape to do this? And you just have to tell yourself you are because you've put in the work and it's running is such a mental sport. And I think that's something that people don't realize. And so mentally that's the biggest thing I had to overcome this season was just getting my head space in the right way to race well.
What is the largest obstacle you had to face as a runner?
So the largest obstacle that I had to face this season, being a runner, was probably just being in that balance of not overworking yourself, because avoiding injury is very important because obviously you don't want to hurt yourself. It's very easy to overwork yourself. And so finding that balance of where you're working hard enough to where you're improving, but you're not overworking yourself. You're kind of in that, you know, middle ground. That's the spot you want to be in as a runner. And so that was probably the biggest challenge was I had big goals, but I didn't want to overwork myself. So I would take days to recover, which was very important. And I would ice bath to recover. I would stretch. I would do all of that just to make sure that I was not getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. What is one of the hardest meets you had to face and why?
One of the hardest meets, the Arabian Roundup which is hosted here at the high school. That is probably always the hardest meet because that's late August where it's like super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really tough. You have to, cause you have to make sure you're hydrated or you'll fail. But also our course is very tough. A lot of sharp turns, a lot of competition there. So that was absolutely the hardest race this season, because of the competition and the heat. Just it, when you're in the middle of that race, it really you start to feel it, and it has a massive impact on your race.
Was there ever a time you just wanted to give up?
Time I wanted to give up, yeah. So, like I said earlier, you know, one of the hardest parts of being a runner is being mentally strong. Mm-hmm. But when things don't go your way, you have a bad race, it just feels like you just, it just makes you want to quit. But I'm happy that I was able to overcome that this season. If I were to think of a specific moment, I had a really bad race at the roundup, like I was talking earlier. And I was just like, I did not feel confident in my abilities at all. And I just felt like, what's the point of even continuing to do this if I'm not going to be good? But I had to realize that I can't let one race affect my whole season. And so I kept training, I kept pushing, and eventually I started to feel, you know, having some good races, I started to feel like, you know, I am happy that I'm still doing this. You know, I can't let one bad moment cause me to lose my entire season just because I let that one moment overcome all the good things I've done or all the good things I will do.
That's good. What is going on in your mind as you're running on the course?
Yeah, that's interesting because I try to keep my mind focused on, you know, passing the next person, but sometimes your mind kind of wanders. You start to think about the pain you're feeling and you start to think about, you know, being done. I think about water sometimes. I'm like, I'm so thirsty right now. But the thing that probably helps me the most to think about is thinking about, like, if I don't do well, if I don't push myself, I'm going to be disappointed in myself. So what I do is I usually just think about, like, you know, I've got to keep going because I want to finish this race and be proud. And that's something that really helped me this season was just during the race, telling myself that if I push myself now, then I will reap the benefits later. So.
As you came really close to state this year, how are you going to execute this in the future seasons?
So, like I mentioned earlier, increasing mileage in the off season is going to be really important just to make sure that I'm in peak shape when it comes time for regionals and to qualify for state. But this season I also learned a lot about racing and actually how to race, because that's really important, is because you can do all the training, but if you're not going to push yourself during the race, then there's no point in even trying. So I learned a lot about how to push myself beyond what I thought I was capable of. And so next season, I think that having confidence in myself and pushing myself to do things that pushing myself to beat people and do things that I don't think I can, I think that's going to be really important.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite memory from this past season?
My favorite memory from this past season was probably camp. So we go to Mound State Park every year in the summer before the season. And that's just a lot of fun because it's like, you know, it's team bonding. We get to camp out. It's a really fun experience. So yeah, that's probably definitely my favorite memory is just those whole 4 days.
That's great. So a couple months ago, I actually got to sit down with Coach Hagerman and Wow. He was telling me how, like, you're his top male runner. How do you have to do, like, what do you have to do to earn this position?
So yeah, I learned a lot last year as a freshman. I learned a lot from my upperclassmen, Andrew Blake and Jason List and Jack Goering, who I've graduated since then. They taught me a lot about the things that I need to do to be good. And they taught me what those things are. You know, every day holding myself accountable, going out to run, even when I don't feel like it. Those things pay off because when you're running when no one else is, those are the days where you're going to excel. So yeah, to become that top spot, I mean, it wasn't easy. Me and Will went back and forth all season. He really helped push me this season too, because we're almost in our ability this season, we were almost neck and neck every race. So having each other to kind of push ourselves in practice and in races, he was really beneficial, and I hope I was beneficial to him. So next year it's going to be tough without him just to push myself.
Well, I think you'll do amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So thank you for joining me today, Benson. I'm Emily Poley here with
Benson Davis
on this segment on the ASN Coach Show on 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning, like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA, and we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for tuning in to the ASN Coaches Show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.